This is Ozarks at Large. As so many other nonprofit organizations have had to do this year, Bentonville Soup is switching gears a bit. Board member Marcy Ouellette says normally the group promotes community-based development by hosting crowdfunding dinner events with the aim of fostering creativity, collaboration, and democracy.
And that comes to fruition by us having a potluck dinner where we have four community presenters. Everyone that comes to our dinner, it's a suggested $10 donation. And then everyone that comes after they get to hear the presenters pitch their ideas, everyone gets a vote. And the winner takes all the proceeds from the door.
But in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, board member Brad Lala says they decided to put their energy into a different project.
It's funny, we'd had a couple of Zoom meetings since March, trying to figure, you looking at the calendar and being hopeful and going, well, can we have it later in the year? And it was apparent really early that 2020 was kind of a wash for in-person events. And so we started brainstorming as a group on what could we do that still supported our mission of community involvement and increasing democracy, and a voter's guide for Bentonville just seemed to make a lot of sense.
The voter guide includes all local, state, and federal level races that will show up on Bentonville voters' ballots. Ouellette says residents will be able to view information about the candidates for Bentonville City Council, Benton County Quorum Court, the Arkansas House and Senate, the U.S. House and Senate, as well as the three ballot initiatives known as Issues 1, 2, and 3.
And so what we've gone ahead and done is we asked all the candidates three questions, which the majority of those came from the community, sent that out to them, and we've posted their responses and their social media or campaign pages. For the ballot initiatives, we went ahead and put the ballot initiatives as they will be on your ballot, but we also went ahead and broke it down for you, saying a yes vote means this and a no vote means this, to demystify a little bit of that language that sometimes can be confusing on those.
Bentonville Soup asked each candidate the following questions. How will you keep your constituents engaged in government after the election? What is your plan to make your district or ward a more welcoming place? And what are two things, one large and one small, you want to change about Bentonville? More than half the candidates sent back their responses. Lala says it's easy to find information about major races, like the one for president, but that's not always the case for races taking place on the city and county levels.
We were really hoping those questions would help people get to know the candidate better if they haven't had a chance to go see him at a local event or because of COVID. But something that a lot of people forget is, the most impactful vote you can have is for your local candidates. They're the ones that are going to be helping to make policy for anything, whether it's building a sidewalk in front of your house or your kid's school, or determining what tax rates are going to be over the next few years. And so those are, and we lose sight of that, I think, in all of the hubbub with the larger races, and we wanted to help bring some more attention to that.
It becomes especially difficult to know the candidates when some races, like those for city council, have three or more candidates on the ballot. And Ouellette adds, Bentonville residents get to vote on all the city council races, regardless of what ward they live in, which means they'll be looking at a lot of names when they go to vote.
This year, with everything that's going on with the presidential election, as well as COVID and natural disasters, it just feels like there's a lot of buzz going on around so many different things at this time that researching who you're going to vote for on your ballot may be a little bit more difficult this year with what everyone has on their plates. So we definitely wanted this to be a resource that people could use prior to showing up at their polling location to vote and kind of take a little bit off of their plate that they don't have to worry about that.
You can access the voter guide by going to BentonvilleSoup.com. We have a link at KUAF.com and OzarksAtLarge.com.